I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. In the event of a natural disaster like Hurricane Harvey, most businesses in an affected area can close and employees can head for safer areas. That's not the case for hospitals, which are considered a critical community resource, especially in times of a catastrophe. As such, hospitals not only have emergency management teams, but also have an emergency operations plan that contains various policies and procedures to be implemented in response to any type of unusual event, from extreme weather to mass casualty events. Additionally, hospitals are equipped with emergency power circuits that can ensure all those lights and life-saving machines can stay up and running in the event of a power outage, even a prolonged outage. Far more than planning, hospitals train their staff, test equipment, and hold drills on what to do in the event of an emergency, including how to safely evacuate patients room by room, floor by floor, should it ever come to that. But hospitals and their emergency management teams don't go it alone. They work together with local, regional, and state officials to coordinate and care for patients and communities in times of crisis. For catastrophes like Hurricane Harvey, health systems all across Texas collaborated with state agencies and Gulf Coast hospitals to receive patients that needed to be evacuated. Many hospitals shared critical personnel and much-needed supplies with those hospitals impacted by the storm. That's because while there may be some friendly competition between hospitals, when it comes to patient care, there's even a greater sense of cooperation. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.